Last Sunday, we celebrated Pentecost, the feast and solemnity of the Holy Spirit. And today, the Sunday after Pentecost, the Church gives us this beautiful feast of the Holy Trinity, solemnity of the Holy Trinity. Now, we might ask, why celebrating the Holy Trinity? What is the Holy Trinity? Or we might even question, where in the Scriptures is defined, what is the definition of the Holy Spirit or of the Holy Trinity? Well, we won't find a definition because the Scriptures is not about that. You know, we live in a time that talking about mystery is not easy. There are some words that they come into a culture and they get used in so many ways, in so many different ways, that even the meaning, I wouldn't say the meaning changes, but it gets different connotations. The word love is one of those words. Anyone can understand almost anything about love. And when we talk about mystery, it's also, there could be different understandings. For instance, in the science, say about the universe, we know very little. Yet, whatever we don't know about the universe and the world that is beyond what we can reach so far, we'll say, well, that's still a mystery. But in the back of the scientific mind is that there's still a mystery that we cannot understand yet. But there will be a time, not our time perhaps, or in future generations, they will understand much more than what we can understand now. So it's just something that is not hidden. We are not there yet. Nobody has ever been to Mars. But since the first one will go there, I don't know when, and I don't know what they're going to do there, but they would be able to say, how is Mars? Full of dust. What we have seen in pictures, they will just figure out by themselves. But that's the idea of mystery. If we go to choosing the genre of movie to watch and you see the mystery session, then you can get really confused. You can get many kind of mysteries that goes from a horror movie to some Sherlock Holmes type of movie that is something that is there, but you have to guess and to find the answer in the end or close to the end if the movie is good. If it's not good, you get it in the first 10 minutes, then the movie is no good. So that's the mystery behind it. What about faith? Just in the prayer, in the first prayer that before the readings that the priest says, he talked about, we are celebrating this mystery. What is that mystery that we celebrate? Is that because God is hidden and we are getting to the point that we're getting to know more and more? And it will be revealed? Is that something because it's like a puzzle that we have to figure out how to put all things together? Or is it because God just is who he is? Now the first reading talking about Moses and going up to the mountain. I think the other day I said the mountain, more than being high up there in a place, it represents a place where God manifests. That is the manifestation, the closeness of God. And it says that in a cloud, God came down. It's such a familiarity to say that, oh, God was just there, you know. Say, I am the Lord. Mystery, I think, could be easily or easier to understand when we see like art. Whoever likes art in the many forms. Some people can see, you know, a painting and can stay 1 or 2 hours in front of that painting in awe and say, wow. And start saying, many years ago, I visited St. Petersburg, here, the Salvador Dali Museum. And I like some of his paintings. I don't understand, but some of other paintings. But, you know, you take that tours, the people, and the guide starts talking for 30 minutes in a painting. And can you see these, you know, how he portrays this and that? And my mind is saying, no, I can't. And how you see that, and wow. And I question myself, did he really think of that? Or, you know, is that that mind now that is going so wild and this? But that is, if somebody else would be there, they will be transported to, you know, another way of relating to that painting. Music. Sometimes you can listen some music, and we say, wow. You know, it is kind of saying, this is so wonderful. You know, how can someone put some notes together here and there, and all of a sudden, it is a totally different language that can touch the heart, the mind. And you don't need so much explanation. Why that? What is the mystery behind that? I think that's our presence with the Lord, with God. If we, in our lives, have never come to a point that we are just like, you know, we consider in our faith that we had that moment and say, I became like speechless, complete awe. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know. I can't explain that feeling. That's being in the presence of God. I was the other day just, you know, listening to some men who attend just a week ago, a weekend retreat, those men. And they were interesting. They were sharing their experience in that retreat, spiritual retreat. And they said, kept on repeating, I can't put on words what I felt at that moment. I can't explain what I felt. I just know that it was a true feeling. It was not fake. It was there. That's the mystery when we talk about the mystery of God. So it's not so much explain how can we profess faith in only one God, yet there are three persons, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is so much into our faith. We begin our prayer, you know, crossing ourselves and blessing the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We were baptized in the name of the Trinity. The greeting that at the beginning of the Mass that we heard in today's second reading, you know, the grace of God, the love, the Father, you know, the fellowship, the love of the Son, the fellowship, the communion of the Spirit. The Trinity is present everywhere. And it is a unity bound in love. But this week, I think it was on Wednesday, Pope Francis in his audience, I don't remember the words, but that he said, but basically was saying, for God, we say everything is possible for God, but in words that always will falter us in this moment when you talk about God, but you say, it is impossible for God not to love. We have to put a, you know, double negative there, but to say, God is pure love and He will always love. And you will not find God except in love. The gospel, for God so loved the world that He sent us His only Son, not to condemn, but that we might be saved by it. And then all of this, that's what we celebrate when we celebrate the Mass. Yes, the Mass that so many say, wow, it's so boring, so much repetition every week, time and again. You know, we come, we sit, we stand, we sit, we stand, we kneel, we sit, we stand, we look at our watch and we sit and stand, and finally we go home. You know, time and time and again and again and again. I said, wow. Yet this is the moment. And it's interesting, if you read, you know, what is called the fathers of the church, those holy men of centuries and centuries ago, that they would say that the Mass is the closest we can get to heaven here on earth. Wow, somebody will say, can we consider something else? Because if it is boring as this, yet here we are. Here we are, the Mass is this moment of worship, this moment of prayer, this moment that we offer to God the Father. And there is that moment when the priest elevates the body and the blood of Christ and says, through Him, with Him, in Him. You know, it's like through Jesus Christ, the Son, we offer this prayer, this humble prayer, what we can say, of thanksgiving to God the Father in unity with the Holy Spirit. You know, a mythology, I watched this week, Wonder Woman. I like superheroes, you know. And when I was a child, I remember there was a series, you know, on television. I saw that. So I said, well, let's go and see that. And it's interesting that how it, you know, mentions the ancients, the gods that with the mythology, either the Romans or the Greeks or any other, you know, ancient people that they had, and how those gods, they fought each other. They would not get along, you know. They were always fighting for jealousy, for who knows. They were fighting each other. And here we are celebrating a God who knows nothing but love. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father and has taught us to love the Father. From that unconditional love comes the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of mercy. There's nothing there but love, teaching us to love in return. So celebrating the Most Holy Trinity. No, I don't have an explanation of or theological terms that we'll define in here and there, and I don't think it would be any good anyway, because we might have in our mind. But what is essential is to be in the presence of that mystery, that awe-filled moment when we see that great, as our God is, he is living with us. It's interesting, the Moses, that familiarity that he had with God, that God came and presented himself, I am the Lord, and Moses just asked, come and walk with us. Don't leave us alone. And that's what we celebrate. The greatness of God and the choice, if we can say that word, he made to be with us, to walk with us. We don't walk alone. God walks with us. What he's asking from us, to love in return. Unconditional love to God and to our neighbor.